want to talk with you a few minutes about some things that the Lord has talked to me about. You may be seated, and then we'll sing some more and minister the word. I had Leroy to read that scripture because in preaching on this kingdom, I'm going to talk about it some more this morning, the difference between kingdom citizenship and church membership. A lot of people, when they witness, they ask a person, are you a Christian? That can be easily sidetracked because a lot of times people think being a Christian is being a member of the church or being baptized, and they never have made a personal relationship by being born again. So when I approach three ladies in Florida, I just came out of Florida, arranging some meeting that we're going to have in Florida, and three ladies got born again. They may have been in the church, but they were not born again. When I ask you, are you born again, if you can't answer that, it could either go either way. You must be born again. That's that scripture Jesus witnessed with the woman at the well as Nicodemus. And if you search, you'll find other places, but you're making sure that they were born of their spirit. I remember as a boy, Baptist boy, they came by dreams and travel. Yeah, they came by dream. They had to see something, you know. But you better know something. And so I want to direct this church, all the members, to make sure you're born again. Make sure you're just not saying you're a Christian, that you actually have prayed the prayer and accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. Make sure about that. Now, also, John 14:12 talks about the Father's work. Acts 1:8, he empowered us to do his work. We've been using the power of the Holy Spirit for everything but the main thing. Acts 1:8, you can look at Acts 1:8, and then John 14:12, the works. And John 3 tells us what Jesus' work was, getting people saved, getting people born again, born into the kingdom of God, all right? In praying about that, my staff, we have an app where they witness. It's forbidden, but they witness, and they would put on, three men just got saved. We prayed with them. And the other staff members would tell them, praise God or glory to God because somebody got saved. Let me ask you a question. In the last 2 years, how many people have you approached personally about Christ and got them saved? Now, if I was to take a truthful toll in this church this morning, or in any church, very few could answer. I want to say it to them, give you two words, building and blessing. We are designed to build the kingdom, not just sap blessing out of the kingdom. If you build, you're going to be blessed. And building the kingdom, we're going to do here at Word of Life, we're going to set up an app for the whole church. And we want you to let us know you won somebody to Christ or you went after somebody. I want you to text it in. Y'all know about all this stuff. Yeah, we're going to set that app up. It's going to probably cost some money, but we're going to set it up that every member of this church be connected to that app. And I want to know if you out there, you see the second part of our vision. Top part. Above that board, the top part, equipping the body of Christ to what? See, that's the first part of the vision. That's the second part. That's the third. Make you a covenant winner by teaching you properly and you know the things of God properly. So we're going to set that app up. Now, two things going to be on that app because we need to do this. Two things. And listen, if you don't, If the person already saved, you approach the person you already saved, you say, that's fine, but I want to train you. You ask the person, ma'am, are you born again? She said, what? Born again? What? I go to church. I haven't been to church in a long time. See, they have no idea what I'm talking about. Now, suppose that person get up before Jesus, and Jesus said, like he said in the 7th chapter of Matthew, I never knew you. Depart from me. He said, but Lord, we prophesy in your name. He said, no, y'all need to see this. Turn to the 7th chapter of Matthew. Got a moment? Well, I'm going to preach, but I just want to make sure you got a moment here now. I don't want to show you that, because I don't want nobody to get up there. It's too late then. You can't come out, I repent. No, we got to make sure people are saved. What I say? Matthew 7. I'm going to read this for a minute. Help me find it, Leroy. It's the 7th chapter of Matthew. What verse? 21. All right. I'm in the wrong chapter. 7 and 21. Yes, Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. I notice verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful work? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That verse called, and then when you close in that 7th chapter, everyone that hear this says, my, and do with them is like a man that built his house on a rock. At the end of that chapter, Jesus was teaching the principles of the kingdom. I want to make sure everybody here born again. You can go to church and not be born again. And then we can find out why you ugly ways, but you're really not saved. You're just saying prayer. A real born again person changes. Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Amen? Amen. So this is what we're going to do. We got a new birth pamphlet. Every church member going to have a access to these, keep them with you. And then on that SAM app, I'm going to have them to organize it where be my guest. When you invite guests, I want it to be on that app that you tap in on it on that app and you say, look, I got two couples coming with me. Well, we'll set it up where you can sit with those couples. Did you understand that? And we'll set seats up where you can sit with that couple, two couples you bring in. I'm trying to invoke in the heart and mind of the body of Christ the job that God wants us to do. You know, we're building houses and buying cars and all that stuff. You know, we're excited about that. And almost like punking God out and using him. And he wants us to do this job. The only thing going to count, your house is not going to count. Only what you do for Christ will last. And so as a pastor and apostle, I'm going to try to aim you to get to the point where, what if I was to ask the question the last 6 months, how many people you witnessed to? I'm not talking about, are you a Christian? I'm talking about witnessed to them with conviction, stayed in their faith. Very few could answer to this thing. We need to get be about our Father's business. Jesus said it's time to be about our Father's business. And I know too much not to share with you the importance of this. Okay, so we need to get on this. That app, Leroy, how long it take y'all to set an app like that up? Do some research on it? Okay, we'll let you know when it's set up and what we got to do, what all we got to do. I know it's a little vastness, but yet everybody else vastness, so we can do it too. Yeah. We'll get it set up. I'll let you know when it's set up. Then they'll get you tuned in to it, how to tune in to it. How many of y'all got a phone? How many of y'all know how to use it? I tell you, I'll be able to call Rachel, call Leroy, or somebody help me use mine when I want to do something. But y'all know enough, right? So we're going to set that up. You're gonna work with it? Do I need to have a class to teach you how to witness? Yeah, and God said, yeah, teach me. That's okay, that's fine. I'll teach you how to witness. I'll teach you how to witness. I've been witnessing for 46 years. I always win people to Christ. You can't come close to me. I asked God, you know, if I asked God, I said, God, I want three today. You know, he set me up with three people. Have you ever asked God today, give me somebody to witness to? Don't lie to me now. Don't lie up in you. Don't lie to try to look good. I'm trying to bring you somewhere. Don't try to make me thank you. I witnessed everything. Don't do that, because I'll call you out. Because we're accomplishing something here that is so important to your life, to your health, to your wealth, to your well-being. When you go to work for God, God got to go to work for you 100%. And his man forte is telling somebody about Jesus. All right? Now, once we start this app and once things start functioning, churches all over the world are going to catch on to it, start doing it. Churches all over the world. Churches all over the world. You know, you'd be expecting somebody to come to Christ, somebody to come to the altar, and you ain't brought nobody. Don't put it on me. I'm here. Yeah, I'm anointed. I got the word. But the people got to know we're here, all right? So get some of those cards, get some of those voice pads, and start out. As a matter of fact, right now, I got to thank you, Lord. Before the app comes, do you know the church number? It's in the book. We start today. Call Word of Life Christian Center and say, I got a lady saved. She was 27 years old yesterday on a Monday. And then I got another one saved. Hallelujah. Call as many times you want. Matter of fact, I might not have need to do the app. I may let y'all call to the church. I got these girls here. I make them a little busy, but I got them girls here can answer that phone. So y'all start tomorrow. We got some of these things out in the foyer. And some of these, y'all get y'all some and start tomorrow. Let me give you a little lesson right now. They out there. Let me give you a lesson. You approach somebody, the Spirit. Now, don't go run to everybody. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I know when I'm anointed to go to somebody. Now, sometimes they might reject you, but very seldom time. People are real nice about that when you approach them right. So, are you born again? Then I ask, are you a Christian? And then they say to me sometime, oh, I haven't been to church a long time. Now, I got to approach them wisely. I don't want to insult them. No, I said, sir, I want to know if you understand what it means to be born again. He said, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. I said, I can lead you to a prayer, and you can become a child of God right now if you repent. He says, bowed his head. And I tell him, I prayed a prayer with him. God, I recognize I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I believe Jesus is the Savior. Then he says, pushing to Jesus, Jesus, I invite you to come in my heart as my personal Savior. And I'm now a child of God. And that's the way you do it. It's very simple. It's very simple. It don't have to be 1, 2, 3, but that's the way you do it. You approach a person based on John chapter 3, which Leroy read. Jesus said, you must be what? Born again. That mean, now what born again mean? Because they'll ask you sometimes. You were born physically of your mom and dad. But born again means being born spiritually into the kingdom of God. That's a spiritual birth. That's not a physical birth. Physical birth? Say it, physical birth. Versus spiritual birth. All mind. So and when you're witnessing, you're aiming to bring a person into spiritual birth. Spiritual birth. That's why you save. To build the body of Christ. Get people saved. Get people saved. And when you approach them tomorrow, the Lord gonna help you. Now I got to say something not nice. Stop being selfish. You got saved and you ain't nobody but you. Now you the only one. You saved. You, I'm going to church. I belong to church. Me. Yeah, but you were saved to get people saved. There's another word that's coming that's not too nice. Lazy. 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 But when we need something, oh Lord, you know I'm your servant. I need you to stop by here and help me, Lord. The Lord is asking you to help him. How many understand what I'm saying? No, I want your hand up like this. I don't want. We are called by God to win people to Jesus. And once you start, man, you're going to love it. I don't know how many hundreds of people have got saved just on person to talking to them. Just person. Get them saved. Sometimes be three or four people. Sometimes a whole crowd. They ready. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. You read that before, right? You've read that before, right? And so this church, I want this church to be a witnessing church to fulfill our vision that the Lord gave me, the three-part vision, and we need to go ahead on, and you're part of this church. We need to go ahead on and do this. And you younger men, about 20, 25, 17, 18, 19, you can do this, man. It's a good time to start. Good time to start witnessing. Say witnessing. Yeah, you can do that. And I want y'all to start tomorrow. And then see if Mildred, if you get somebody saved, I want you to call and give their name. And sometimes you can get the address from them or the name. Some of them real nice. They don't want to give it. You got them saved. That's good. But you could call into the church and say, this is Mildred. I'm calling. I just got a young lady saved. And I wanted to put it on record at the church. You understand what I'm saying, Denise? Yeah, we can do this. We can do this. Now, some of y'all have never done it, right? Quiet up, young boy. So why don't he go home and preach? Why don't they let the choir sing? Some of y'all have never witnessed. Never asked nobody. Oh, I know you didn't ask them, was they born again? Because we have a tendency to don't even know what that means. I want you to study John 3, 1 through 11. Go over it, over it. Study it. You're going to be excited once you see what he's saying. Study it and read and see what Jesus was saying. And boy, you win your first person. And then the angels write that in your book. She didn't just ask for a house. Lord, don't mind her having a house, but she was a witness for the kingdom of God, or he was a witness for the kingdom of God. Now, some of y'all think y'all can't do it because you don't have enough Bible knowledge. I'll give you enough Bible knowledge just now. That's why I told you, read John 3. You don't have to be a Bible scholar to win a person to Christ. Me and my four and no more. Stop that. I know one thing with life. I have the Lord's backup 100% this morning. You might not like it. You might tell me go on, but I know I can feel the Lord's hand on my shoulder. The Lord backed me up because this need to come. And I think, you know what I think? I think it's apostolic. I think we pastors have rubbed y'all on the shoulder too much. Too often just pat y'all on the shoulder and feed y'all and tell y'all how to handle your life and and had not pushed you to recognize that you have an assignment. Some of y'all in different places. Some of y'all in offices. Some of y'all got businesses. Some of y'all got people got to come to you. They got to come to you. And you never have you accepted Jesus or you're born again. How many of y'all are willing to try some of this? Just put your hand up. Just lie to me. It's going to be exciting. If you never was taught this, if you never was trained this, that's the problem. I hold pastors for that. Pastors just feed us. But sometimes they're not leading us. And I hold myself as a pastor for not having this moment. I may have, people been with me a long time ago. I talked about witnessing. But this is a moment here. This is a moment that life take on a new attitude about the kingdom. Preaching the kingdom is one of the things, because unless you're a citizen of the kingdom, yes, sir. See, the Lord sent those two people to him. They called last night, right? Two calling. And they just called out the midair. That was Jesus. Now he'll know what to do next time. Bam! You see what I'm saying? You done had some experience. You done had people you bumped into. And never mentioned nothing about Jesus. Girl, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Thank you, young man. That's a testimony. That means somebody listening to me while I'm up here. See. Yeah, do y'all understand? Let me ask you another question. I'll just pre-shorter, that's what y'all want. You been scared or lazy or didn't know? I say lazy. Am I helping you? There's an element of joy that you're not gonna ever receive unless you do this. There's a joy that the Lord will not release unless you're about your Father's business. Okay? Now, yeah, I don't know whether I need to have whole classes on it, but it's just simple. It's so simple. You just have the desire to do it, and then you learn as you go. You know, I've had people try to cross me up, and so I went back to the Lord and said, Lord, what if somebody do this again? How to handle this? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, very seldom, I'm almost through. Leave me alone. Very, very seldom people become snobbish when you're looking out for them. Now the devil might try to make a statement to turn you off, but you got to stay in compassion. See, you know, you can't be like, I don't care then, you don't want it. You can't do that. You got to have some conviction about it. You got to have some love in you, you know, and willing to wrestle a little bit. Jesus, with that woman at the well, he didn't just tell her, she started talking to the crazy talk. She ain't know no better. She said, you ain't even got no bucket. How you going to get in the water? Jesus said, I got water that you can't get in this bucket. You see, but he had patience with it. Look how much patience. Nicodemus was smart, scholar. Jesus had to have patience with him. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? You know, you with this stupid stuff, man. What you talking about? And Jesus said, no, you don't understand. I'm talking in a, watch me, listen. I'm talking in another realm. I'm not talking about when physical life ends. I'm talking about eternal life. One more time, I'll ask the question. The last 6 months, who have you approached personally about being born again? I hear nobody, 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 nobody. But this is your time. This is your chance to use the gift and the anointing that you're wearing. Everybody got a gift and everybody wearing an anointing. All of you all are ministers. You heard what I said? Everybody in you, if they're saved, they are a minister. Doesn't mean they call it a fivefold ministry gift, but they are the minister of Christ. You were saved to get somebody saved. Need to do that. Don't ever let me ask this question again and be nervous when I ask it and see who I'm going to call out. Don't ever let me ask this question again. The last 6 months, who have you, I'm not talking about I'm a child of God. No, I'm talking about asking that question, are you born again? Some have been in church 40 years and never did it. Don't know how to do it. And want me to shut up now. We're going to do it. Yes, sir.